Paul Chithlook plays gospel piano at the Dillingham Senior Center, and afterwards I feel like I've been to church. People call Chithlook Elvis for his baritone impersonation of the king. 71 years old, blind in one eye and arthritic, he plays by ear from a mental catalog of classics, barreling from Presley's Don't Leave Me Now to the hymn Crying in the Chapel. I request to hear the latter again. Chithlook's audience leans in, listening to the lyrics all about coming together in fellowship. Elvis rocks a pair of gold chrome shades and pounds out songs he's played all his life. Across the keyboard, I make eye contact with a man I don't know. We can't help but smile. High school night at the Dillingham Christian Youth Center looks like a room full of siblings relaxing at home.
I think we're closer to being a family at the youth center than my own family sometimes.
17-year-old Noah Thoyer's family moved to Dillingham this summer, and Noah's a regular at the youth center now.
Yeah, I mean, we all pray together, we eat together, laugh together, you know, it's the whole nine yards of being a family.
Jasmine and Tyler Romo run the nonprofit organization and raise their kids in the same building. Tonight they work in the kitchen while a game of foosball, music, and young voices fill the center. Their children, 4-year-old Mishael and 1-year-old Giuseppe, are doted on like everyone's little brother and sister.
It's like my family, my brothers and sisters, I haven't seen them in couple of years.
Frank Nicholson shuffles cards and waits for the lunch bell. He visits with folks at the senior center more than some members of his family. Philip Andrew joins us at the card table.
Old timer, tell me a life story. What you did.
Andrew guffaws, clearly used to the teasing, and takes a seat. The two men are neighbors and good friends. I comment on a hole in Andrew's shirt that's comically positioned right over his belly button. He pats his stomach and grins.
Every time I go over his house, he's feeding his face. Go over and take a seat, feeding his face again. Typical native around here.
An elder told Ida Noonkesser that if you treat people the way you want to be treated, you'll have a bigger family.
And I never understood that, and then later I found out it's having friends with elders, like a big whole family. And I thought, God, that's what she meant, was even though they're elders, you can still be friends with them.
Noonkesser is the director of the Dillingham Senior Center, and she's worked here for 17 years.
It gives me joy to come to work every day, Monday through Friday, because I get to spend time with the elders.
She takes comfort in their friendship when she doesn't see her parents or her 97-year-old grandmother as frequently.
I can always feel the love from them, you know.
Many of the elders speak Yupik, Noonkesser's first language.
They have wisdom. They give out advice.
She likes to imagine they are all her adopted grandparents and enjoys feeding them every day. In the morning, she cooks a meal with her staff, and when the lunch bell sounds at noon, she communes with her makeshift family of elders in the cafeteria. Similarly, at the Dillingham Christian Youth Center, for Jasmine Romo, the ideal result of coming together is sharing joy. Kids ages 10 to 18 are hosted on a foundation of faith, as Jasmine says, of God's love and bearing each other's burdens. Young people like 17-year-old Sarah Fuller assist the Romos at the center's Coffee Corner, which sells beverages to the wider community to raise revenue. Behind the customer counter, Fuller refers to her cross necklace, saying she believes in
good lattes and God.
More seriously, she says,
I'm pretty sure that this youth center has changed lives.
I ask her how, and she tells me about friends who, instead of sitting around at home, are finally eager to be somewhere after school.
And finally, they're getting out there and getting to know new people and having fun.
I suspect she'll be spending lots of time here in the coming school year. Anastasia Hayano is in Fuller's graduating class at the Dillingham High School, and she's usually the youngest in the senior center at any given time. She corrects me when I ask her what she likes about working with old people.
The elders, they have stories to tell, and they're really smart. Some of them have been everywhere.
Ayano didn't plan to work at the senior center this summer, but now she says,
I like it a lot. They're funny. They're chill. I mean, there's no drama around them or anything.
Her uncle, John Hayano, is a regular, and he fist bumps her on his way to the cafeteria. After lunch, I catch him chatting at the card table. When I ask him what he thinks of the senior center, he reminisces about a time when more people got together.
It's a way of life. Before internet, before TV, before radio, we always got together and, you know, just enjoy each other. That's what you see up here, but you don't hardly see it anywhere else.
John John is right. Simple, present-minded togetherness, like the elders do here, doesn't exist in most places and for most people. Maybe that's why it feels so rare and wonderful. Little Mishael Romo hands me a brush and invites me to paint. The youth center is quiet before the usual rush of kids at 3 p.m. I sit alongside Mishael and we paint a princess who wears shorts, a t-shirt, and a crown. When she's finished, I suggest that our princess needs a mantra. Mishael asks me what a mantra is, and I explain it's something you say over and over because you believe it. She decides I should choose one. I pull a lyric from You Gotta Be by Desiree. The song came into my mind all week, walking between the two centers and meeting kind Dillingham people, kids and elders. I paint the words and speak them as they appear on the page. Love will save the day, I say. Mishael follows the line of my brush with her eyes and repeats our mantra aloud.
Love will save the day.
For KDLG, I'm Zoe Laird. You gotta be hard, you gotta